Heading, Women in Evangelism. Subheading, In This Time of Crisis. The Lord has a work for women as well as for men. They may take their places in His work at this crisis, and He will work through them. If they're imbued with a sense of their duty and labor under the influence of the Holy Spirit, they will have just the self-possession required for this time. The Savior will reflect upon the self-sacrificing women the light of His countenance and will give them a power that exceeds that of men. They can do in families a work that men cannot do, a work that reaches the inner life. They can come close to the hearts of those whom men cannot reach. Their labor is needed. Review and Herald, August 26, 1902. Subheading, Women with Work at Heart. Women who have the cause of God at heart can do a good work in the districts in which they reside. Christ speaks of women who help them in presenting the truth before others, and Paul also speaks of women who labored with him in the gospel. But how very limited is the work done by those who could do a large work if they would. Letter 31, 1894. Subheading, When Believing Women Feel the Burden of Souls. I have thought, with your experience, under the supervision of God, you could exert your influence to set in operation lines of work where women could unite together to work for the Lord. There certainly should be a larger number of women engaged in the work of ministering to suffering humanity, uplifting, educating them how to believe, simply to believe in Jesus Christ our Savior. And as souls give themselves to the Lord Jesus, making an entire surrender, they will understand the doctrine. I am pained because our sisters in America are not more of them doing the work they might do for the Lord Jesus. Abiding in Christ, they would receive courage and strength and faith for the work. Many women love to talk. Why can't they talk the words of Christ to perishing souls? The more closely we are related to Christ, the heart learns the wretchedness of souls that do not know God, and who do not feel the dishonor they are doing to Christ who has bought them with a price. When the believing women shall feel the burden of souls and burden of sins not their own, they will be working as Christ worked. They will consider no sacrifice too great to make to win souls to Christ. And everyone who has this love for souls is born of God. They are ready to follow in His footsteps, and their words and voice would be talents employed in the Master's service. The very nourishment coming from the parent stock to their own souls would flow out in district channels of love to souls who are withered and dried up. In this work is a constant education. The desire to be a blessing discovers the weakness and inefficiency of the worker. This drives the soul to God in prayer, and the Lord Jesus gives light and His Holy Spirit, and they understand that it is Christ who does the melting and breaking of the hard hearts. Letter 133, 1898. Subheading, Needed in Various Branches of the Work. In the various branches of the work of God's cause, there is a wide field in which our sisters may do good service for the Master. Many lines of missionary work are neglected. In the different churches, much work which is often left undone or done imperfectly could be well accomplished by the help that our sisters, if properly instructed, can give. Through various lines of home missionary effort, they can reach a class that is not reached by our ministers. Among the noble women who have had the moral courage to decide in favor of the truth for this time are many who have tact, perception, and good ability, and who may make successful workers. The labors of such Christian women are needed. Review and Herald, December 10, 1914. Subheading, Women's Part in Evangelism. In the various lines of home missionary work, the modest, intelligent woman may use her powers to the very highest account. Who can have so deeply loved for the souls of men and women for whom Christ has died as those who are partakers of His grace? Who can represent the truth and the example of Christ better than Christian women who themselves are practicing the truth? Review and Herald, December 10, 1914. Subheading, As Counselor, Companion, and Co-worker. Woman, if she wisely improves her time and her faculties relying upon God for wisdom and strength, may stand on an equality with her husband as advisor, counselor, companion, and co-worker, and yet lose none of her womanly grace or modesty. She may elevate her own character, and just as she does this, she is elevating and ennobling the characters of her family and exerting a powerful, though unconscious, influence upon others around her. Why should not women cultivate the intellect? Why should they not answer the purpose of God in their existence? Why may they not understand their own powers and, realizing that these powers are given of God, strive to make use of them to the fullest extent in doing good to others and advancing the work of reform, of truth and real goodness in the world? Satan knows that women have a power of influence for good or for evil. Therefore, he seeks to enlist them in his cause. Good Health, June 1880. Subheading, The Power of a Consistent Life. Wonderful is the mission of the wives and mothers and the younger women workers. If they will, they can exert an influence for good to all around them. By modesty in dress and circumspect deportment, they may bear witness to the truth in its simplicity. They may let their light so shine before all that others will see their good works and glorify their Father, which is in heaven. A truly converted woman will exert a powerful transforming influence for good. Connected with her husband, she may aid him in his works and become the means of encouragement and blessing to him. When the will and way are brought into subjection to the Spirit of God, there's no limit to the good that can be accomplished. Manuscript 91, 1908. Subheading, Burden Bearers for Jesus. Our sisters, the youth, the middle-aged, and those of advanced years, may act a part in the closing work for this time. And in doing this, as they have opportunity, they will obtain an experience of the highest value to themselves. In forgetfulness of self, they will grow in grace. By training the mind in this direction, they will learn how to bear burdens for Jesus. Review and Herald, January 2, 1879. Subheading, Those Who Work at Home. Those who employ men or women to assist in the work of the home should give them a just wage. And they should give them also a just appreciation. Do not let them think that their faithfulness and service is not appreciated. Their work is just as essential as is the work of those who give Bible readings, and they should receive words of appreciation. They often hunger for compassion and sympathy, and this should not be withheld from them, for they deserve it. Those who do the cooking and other work of the home are as verily engaged in the service of God as are those engaged in the Bible work. And they are in the greater need of sympathy and compassion, for there is in spiritual lines of work that which keeps the spirit cheered, uplifted, and comforted. And remember, we are all servants. The one who does your housework is no less highly regarded by the Lord than the one whose work is to give Bible readings. Manuscript 128, 1905.